Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Dainter and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Talk some Buffalo Bills with Alex Braske of Bills Digest and the Batavia Daily News. Alex, great having you on with us. As always, appreciate your time, buddy. And it's been a while since we've had you on. Certainly haven't had you on since the Red Wedding last Wednesday, a week ago, when the Buffalo Bills kind of went through a transformational bloodletting of getting rid of a lot of familiar names and veteran leadership. They now enter the new league year flush with cap space and adding some lesser known names to the, I'm looking at Nick Morrow, to the roster. Give us your take on this offseason up to this point so far for the Bills and for Brandon Bean.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Love the Rochester accents. Gene asked me if I had one. I'm not sure if I really have one, but we do have a place in Batavia called the Polka Dot.
Alex Braske. I can hear it right in your voice. Coach, you sound like you're from Western New York.
Let me tell you, Coach Braske, that's a well-known name in Batavia. Don't BS us, Alex.
Oh, yeah, you're from Batavia? I like Batavia. It's right there between Buffalo and Rochester.
You guys got me rolling. But as far as my take on the Bills, The first move was they sent the offensive lineman Ryan Bates to Chicago, and it really all started from there. And you lose the leadership of Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morse. Obviously, Gabe Davis signs elsewhere. So it's really been a changing of the guard. It's kind of been a slow go in terms of signing free agents, but there has been a lot of movement on the Bills side and a lot of changes to be made. Times, they are a change, my friends.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, I knew the Bills were going to have some changes at safety, particularly with Micah Hyde. We still don't know, actually, technically, if he's retiring or if he's going to try to latch on somewhere. But the Jordan Poyer move, not really a surprise. In fact, where he went, not really a surprise. My question is, are these really going to be the starters come opening day? Like what you saw last year, should Bills fans be comfortable with the tandem here, perhaps, that the Bills have put forward bringing back here the safety from that was with the Rams last year, also Cam Lewis?
Yeah, Taylor Rapp, I think, did enough last year where he inspires a bit of confidence that he can come in second year in the system and really hit the ground running and perhaps do somewhat to replace a Jordan Poyer or a Micah Hyde. I think Cam Lewis a little bit less so. I think he would be more comfortable in a depth kind of role for the Bills defense. So I'm not sure all is said and done there at that position in terms of the safety position. Like you said, we have yet to see what's happening with Micah Hyde. I don't think he'll come back to the Bills, but you never know what will happen in the draft. I believe there's still some high-quality safeties out there on the free agent market. Cameron Curl, I believe, is still out there, although a few of Bills fans' top targets were lost through free agency to other teams. So that was certainly a bummer for some. But, yeah, I don't think all is said and done at that position. I think Taylor Rapp has a leg up in terms of a chance to start, but Cam Lewis, I think, more suited for a depth role.
Let's talk a little bit about the defensive line, Alex, because Matt, on Monday when legal tampering opened, we were kind of watching things in real time. We knew that Gabe Davis was going to Jacksonville. When we saw Leonard Floyd go to San Francisco, both Gene and I kind of looked at each other and said, you know what, they're going to start signing some of their own. And that's what they did over the course of the next few hours. A.J. Epenesa is back. Daquan Jones is back. So talk a little bit about what they have here now on this defensive line. You reworked Von Miller's deal. You know he's going to be back. You are losing some, but are you looking ahead to next season right now with what they have? Have they set themselves up for an improvement on the defensive line in 2024?
Yeah, much like the safety position, I still think there's some work left to be done on the interior defensive line. You have Ed Oliver, you have Daquan Jones, you have your starters locked up, but you lost so much at the defensive tackle position, that you're going to have to do a lot to replace the depth players that you lost in terms of Tim Settle, Puna Ford. They have yet to be re-signed or signed elsewhere. So there's still going to be some work left to be done in terms of the defensive tackle position, but in terms of edge rusher, I think you might be all set in terms of A.J. Epenesa, Von Miller, opposite a Greg Rousseau. Epenesa seems to be an ascending player, and they got him on a pretty team-friendly deal, a deal worth $12 million, an additional $4 million per season if he hits playtime and sack incentives. That's for two seasons. So I think they get him at about $6 million plus per year, kind of on another prove-it deal, Epenesa trying to set himself up for a big payday in a couple of seasons, or maybe an extension at the end of this season. I think you're all set perhaps at the edge rusher position, except for maybe some practice squad fill-ins. But the defensive tackle position, I think you really need to fill in and get some depth players at that position.
Yeah, let me pass this on. And I don't know if you spotted this right before we came on, but this is Matt Barrows, who covers the 49ers for The Athletic. He just tweeted this out, and we knew Eric Armstead was not going to be part of the Niners, the team officially announcing the release. This is Barrows reporting. Keep an eye on Buffalo as a possible landing spot. Alex, like that, voila, that would solve the problem if Eric Armstead comes to Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely. I see your boy Sal Capaccio here with the emojis, so that certainly speaks to some credence there. But yeah, that would certainly be a prime landing spot for Armstead and Buffalo, and Barrow's a reliable source, so that would certainly be a quick Band-Aid. And I see a GIF underneath with Dexter's Laboratory praying to Brandon Bean. So maybe we'll see some Bean after dark, and maybe some Bean before dark, in signing Eric Armstead, the defensive tackle. That certainly would be a big boost at that position, with Daquan Jones kind of being a little bit unreliable in terms of his injuries over the past couple of years. But we'll see where Armstead goes over the past, over the next few hours or days here.
Alex, when they moved on from Mitch Morris, we all kind of scratched our head and wondered what's next, and it kind of became known that they were going to shift McGovern over to center and plug in David Edwards to be the starting left guard, or you would assume to be the starting left guard here coming up at training camp. How much confidence do we have in this offensive line, knowing that the anchor of that offensive line is now in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I think they inspired plenty of confidence last year. You signed Deion Dawkins to a contract extension, well-deserved. He had himself a fantastic year. On the opposite side, Spencer Brown really seemed to solidify his position at the right tackle spot, and Osiris Torrance on a great rookie contract at the guard position, and then you kick over McGovern and you slide in Edwards. Moore certainly presented a lot in terms of his leadership, but an aging player, a player that probably would have been a little bit more costly than what you're going with now. So I think what they put on film last year and Edwards coming in as that jumbo tight end, I think he inspired a bit of confidence. So I think there's positivity to be had and an optimistic outlook in terms of the offensive line. You're not losing a ton. You are losing the centerpiece, but a lot left to be seen with that group. The good thing is you do have your bookends back in Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins, both of whom had fantastic seasons last year, along with McGovern and Torrance on the inside.
We're talking to our buddy Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News and Bills Digest. One position we really don't talk about as much because, well, it's the game has kind of gone away from the running back position. But Alex, in free agency, I don't know what the heck happened here. It's like the NFL GMs had this cost control thing going on, and all of a sudden, right out the window is all these contracts going for dollars. My question about the Bills here, well, yeah, you have James Cook, but then who else here? Are you bringing back Ty Johnson? Have we seen the last of Latavius Murray? Is there somebody else in the pipeline? Or should this be an area with all these draft picks that the Buffalo Bills should make one or maybe more investments in?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to throw a flyer at a running back late in the draft, but I think the answer is Ty Johnson. I think he really came along in the system last year and really impressed the Bills coaching staff and front office and what he had to offer. As the season went on, he really seemed to take over as the secondary back behind James Cook later in the season and really did well. Played in 10 games, only 132 yards, but really had some good games and some good plays in limited action. And I think Johnson's still a relatively young player at 26 years old, and his athletic skill set and power behind his game as well. I think he fits exactly what the Bills are looking for in that secondary back behind James Cook and could even do a good job filling in for Cook if you had to spell him due to injury.
Alex, when we got the news yesterday of the Bills signing linebacker Nicholas Morrow, I think we all kind of viewed it as, all right, well, if you bring in a guy who's got experience as a starter and he's got experience calling in plays as he did last season for, I want to say, 12 games at Philadelphia, you're basically bringing in a guy who can be an upgrade over what you had late in the season with a guy like AJ Klein being thrust into duty. But is there more to that position? Is there more to the Nick Morrow signing? Meaning, is what do we know about Matt Milano and his recovery from that leg injury in London? What do we know about the development of Dorian Williams, who, you know, you could see playing in that role but didn't really get a ton of time at linebacker? Is a guy like Morrow more of an insurance policy, being a veteran guy that can come in maybe and learn this system and be a little bit more linebacker for the Buffalo Bills should Milano not heal or should Williams not progress?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think this is a very much an insurance policy for the Bills at linebacker. You don't want to go into the season with Dorian Williams as your third linebacker. He didn't really seem to latch on last year in the defensive system, and going in as a potential replacement for Matt Milano, that certainly wouldn't be an ideal situation. And you saw the Bills have to turn to AJ Klein last year, certainly not an ideal situation either. And Morrow's a player who's played a lot of football. He started 12 games for the Eagles last season. I believe he was the signal caller by season's end. 28 years old right now. So this is certainly not a player over the hill in terms of what we saw from A.J. Klein last season. So Morrow also a contributor on special teams, kind of an undersized player that struggles a bit in coverage, but a bit better up front. We'll see what he has to offer. Tyrell Dotson, still a free agent, but I don't think you want to go into the season with Dorian Williams as your third linebacker. I think this makes the Bills a little bit more comfortable if Milano is to miss some time. I don't think we know much about his recovery at this point. Mum has kind of been the word on that. I know he did return to the facility toward the end of last season, so we'll see where his progress goes. But I think more of an insurance policy and a depth signing for the Bills.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, going back to the original note here, Mac Hollins, for anybody just getting in, that is the one signing today. Receiver that's bounced around the league. He, you know, good blocker, apparently, as you mentioned. But, Alex, I view him at the end of the roster, and there's somebody young that wants to take the spot 1 year. That could certainly be, Hollins would have to earn his spot. So my question is, like, what is next here for the Buffalo Bills, who are trying to fill in the wide receiver depth chart, knowing that Gabe Davis is out? You have Khalil Shakir, ideally still as your number three, in my opinion. So if you – do you have a favorite? By the way, I guess I'll start there. From all the guys at the combine there, if the Bills are at 28, any one particular guy that you would say, yeah, you know what, that is somebody I'd like to see, you know, the Bills take, and he would slot in instantly as the number two receiver?
Well, if you're asking me to settle on a singular talent, I would probably look at a Javon Baker, maybe from UCF, so, someone down the draft pool. I don't think you're going to have any chance at a Malik Nabers, a Marvin Harrison Jr., nobody like that at the top. I think you're going to have to rely on somebody a little bit further down, maybe a Xavier Worthy, a Keon Coleman. Somebody in that respect, Troy Franklin. I think somebody in that range is what you're looking at for the Bills, maybe top of the second round, late first round. But, yeah, they're certainly going to have to add more at that position. You bring in Mac Hollins. I don't think he's the answer to fill in for Gabe Davis. You looked at his size and his strength, and you thought maybe for a moment, and obviously his blocking ability, that he might be able to fill that role. But after you dug in a little bit deeper, I think he's more of a replacement for Trent Sherfield and maybe an upgrade in that role, as we didn't see much from Sherfield this past season. But, yeah, I think the Bills are going to have to look at one of those players I mentioned before, maybe a bit down the positional ranks at wide receiver. I don't know if you're going to see any of the top five when the Bills come pick.
Alex, when we look ahead now to the end of April and the draft, we know that the front end of the draft won't really impact the Buffalo Bills. I mean, Bean could be mobile, but doubtful that he's moving into the top 10 with all of the needs in this team and the amount of draft picks that he has. However, who gets taken at the front of the draft will be impactful to the Buffalo Bills if they do stay at 28 or in that general neighborhood. So how do you see it all shaking out here? What's your take on Justin Fields, the Chicago Bears, that first overall pick? Who might be mobile? Who might be moving? Who might be moving around? And how many quarterbacks and receivers do you think will be off the board before they get to the Bills here later in the first round?
Yeah, like I said, a wide receiver, I think you'll see at least four gone before the Bills come pick. But when you talk about Justin Fields and the Bears, that's your team danger, and that's certainly a conundrum that they're facing. I'm hearing that Fields is going to stick around in Chicago, but did I hear correctly that they might also draft Caleb Williams?
Mm-hmm. Oh, if they stay at one, they're drafting Caleb Williams.
Right, and that would certainly present an interesting situation for Chicago and Kanan Daigwin, Ryan Poles, but I think a lot left to be seen in terms of the draft and the moving and shaking. This is certainly going to be interesting with the Bears having Justin Fields, a player that they drafted at the top not too long ago, and another opportunity presented for them right here. So I think they have a big decision in front of them.
Alex Brakski, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, our guest here. Alex, I'm going to make a statement. You tell me if it's true or false here, and no waffling in between. So far here, as we are officially underway in free agency, since this all began on Monday, the Buffalo Bills have not lost any ground on their AFC East rivals, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets. Is that a true or false statement?
Oh, I think absolutely true. You look at the losses that the Dolphins have sustained, and they, it seems like they're signing the castaways from the Bills. They've now signed Jordan Poyer, who you talked about, and Saran Neal to low-level contracts. But, yeah, I think the Dolphins are taking a step back in hopes of maybe rebuilding on the fly behind Tua, and it looks like they're going to have to re-sign him to a big-money contract. The Jets, have a quarterback who's thinking about running for vice president, and the Patriots just traded their former starting quarterback and have a new head coach. So I don't think the Bills have gone anywhere in terms of the pecking order in the AFC East. You still have Josh Allen. You have the status quo with Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean at the top of the food chain. I know you have two new coordinators coming in, but they're homegrown. You've re-signed a couple of players that you needed to re-sign. So I think it's all going to depend on what happens over these over these next couple of weeks here, and especially down the line when you have Tre'Davious White's $10 million come off the books June 1st. So I think a lot left to be seen here for the Bills, and I don't think they've lost any ground in terms of their race to be divisional champions.
All right, Alex, talk a little bit about your coverage, what you're working on at the Batavia Daily News and also Bills Digest that we can check out.
Yeah, a little bit of a slow go at the Daily News. Just wrapped up our high school sports coverage, but pumping out the articles as they come with the Bills signings, re-signings, restructures, and so on and so forth. We just had our free agent issue for the Bills Digest, and we'll have our draft issue coming out shortly. I'll post links to that and promote that on my Twitter page, at Alex Brasky and at Bills Digest.
When do we get a Section 5 football schedule? I mean, I think that's got to be the first one up here, Alex.
Yeah, I'm hoping soon, because obviously that is big for us with all the live streams that we do, and it's a busy time of year for us, Gene, so they better get that out soon. That's for darn sure.
All right. Alex, enjoy the rest of your week, and we appreciate you carving out some time for us here in the Sports Bar. Talk soon, bud.
Always appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alex Brasky, the Batavia Daily News. You can check his work out, Bills Digest as well, and worth a follow on X at Alex Brasky.
That's the point I want to make again. That have we ever been at a point where, like, hey, here comes the contender ready to, like, last year you were like, you could see
Dolphins. Last year
Jets, I would say. Like, if Aaron Rodgers is playing peak and the national media was selling you this narrative that the Jets were coming for Buffalo, and the Jets defense at one point was giving Buffalo problems.
Yeah, I think last year felt like a bigger threat because you had the Jets and you had the Dolphins. Like, the Dolphins were a playoff team the year before. They bowed out to the Bills, and you expected them to take a step up, and ultimately they kind of flatlined. They did exactly what they did the prior year. They got off to a pretty decent start and fell off a little bit at the end, and ultimately got bounced in the first round of the playoffs during wild card weekend. And the Jets obviously are the Jets. I mean, and maybe Aaron Rodgers being kind of disconnected now, because we haven't really heard anything from him except for this story about him potentially being a running. Like, it's just perfect. It's so Jets.
It's perfect. And this is, if I have a wish here, this would be my wish, because I think Sauce Gardner is taking this kind of, I'm vocal, I'm the leader of this team, as he should. He's really one of the best in the game, and like, he should be the face of the franchise. And you have the quarterback who, at the end of last year, if you just read the quote, you know, if it was just from somebody else, hey, we need to cut all the outside noise. Okay, well, if you're Sauce Gardner, call out your teammate. Call out your teammate for saying, hey, this is ridiculous. I'm just concentrating on football. But you know what? They don't do that.
Yeah. I think what his quote was today, Gardner's quote was today, is what he's considering to run for vice president, or he's going to be a running mate. Yeah. No wonder he's not answering my text messages. How's that offseason going?
Yeah, well,
good culture.
That's sort of calling out your quarterback in a way.
Right. Like, no wonder he won't respond to my text messages. Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers in the past has gone into darkness retreats where he wouldn't be able to respond to a text message. Maybe he's on a retreat. He's had reception issues, right? Like, that was an issue with Green Bay. He didn't have good reception once when
he is in love with himself. And when you're in love with yourself, you'll love reading headlines about yourself, and you're just addicted to the validation. And geez, like me, the vice president, imagine. I want it to happen, Danger. I want it to happen.
As if we weren't screwed enough. Let's wish this on our country. What are we talking about? Aaron Rodgers, VP. My God. And if he is seriously considering it, like, that's the most hilarious part of all of it. Like, you really are. You could play football next year, right? You're still under contract. You're recovering from that. Or is he just done? Is he frustrated with the Jets and everything?
They got Tyrod. Everything is fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for everybody involved with that football organization. Happy Hour is next in the Sports
Bar. It is.
We welcome you to join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326. Happy New Year. The NFL league year got underway earlier this hour, 4 o'clock, and we will recap today's activity on the free agent wire. And there are a couple of Bills notes that we'll mention and pass along to you as well. That's all coming up here on the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. It is me, Mike Danger, for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season, because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Let's see here. What do I like tonight on the NBA slate? We had PJ Glasser on with us earlier, and you know, one of the plays that I think both he and I like in that Lakers-Kings matchup, little odds boost right now on FanDuel as well for LeBron and Anthony Davis to combine for 50 points. Yeah, I think I like that. You can bet the NBA with a wide range of bet types, everything from quick bets to live same-game parlays, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Mike and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.